All right. Yes, indeed. What are your thoughts about it, ladies and gentlemen? Have you reached a conclusion yet? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. If has anything come up that is didn't kill you, but it made you weaker? just something to think about. All right, so we're looking at women in leadership. And we took a look at, we're taking a look at what women say based on their age group. And about 68% of women 18 to 49 say that gender discrimination is a major reason why there aren't more women in high political offices. Only 50% of older women say the same. When it comes to men, they don't differ as much by age. Younger men, they've concluded, are really no more likely than older men to say that there are too few women in top leadership positions in politics or business, that discrimination is holding women back, or that it's easier for men to get top positions than it is for women. About half of Americans want gender parity in political and business leadership. Okay, here's a question I have for you. How many of you say, while I have no problem with men or women holding the highest business positions, the highest positions in business, I am not comfortable? Now, remember what I said now, what your thoughts are. And again, your thoughts, and of course, why? How many of you would say, I have no problems with men or women holding the highest positions in business, but I am not comfortable with the idea of men or women holding the highest position in politics? In other words, how many of you would say, I have no problem with a woman being the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, but I do have a problem with the idea of a woman being the president of the United States of America? And remember now, I'm asking men and women. I'm asking both genders that question. We know that we've had men in top political positions, top business positions. The focus right now is the women, though. How many of you would say, I'm just as comfortable with a woman being a CEO of any size business, including some of the largest businesses in the world, but I am not comfortable with the idea of a woman being the leader of the most powerful nation on earth? How many of you would say, well, I'd have to give that some thought, and I hadn't thought of it that way. How many of you would say, well, I'm in that camp. I'm just as comfortable with a woman being the president of the United States of America as I am a woman being the CEO of a major corporation? Now, you know, I want you to answer the why. Why are you uncomfortable? For those of you who are uncomfortable with the idea of a woman being the president of the United States of America, what causes your discomfort? For those of you who would say, hey, you know, I'm not even comfortable with the idea of a woman being the CEO of a major corporation, what is the cause of that discomfort? And for those of you who say, hey, look, I'm just as comfortable with a woman heading the United States of America as I am her heading up a major corporation, and I'm very comfortable with the idea of a woman heading up a major corporation, what leads you to be so comfortable with both of those scenarios? Head of the nation, head of a corporation? I mean, and really think it through now. Don't just shoot from the hip. Regardless of which position you take there, let it be a well thought out position that really, really brings you to a point where you say, hey, look, this is my thought process. This is why I think the way I think. This is why I hold the position that I hold. Now, let me break it to us this way. And again, I'm really not trying to lead you one way or the other, but I am deliberately coming up with different scenarios in hopes that we open our minds to really thinking through these scenarios so that we come up with a position that we really believe is well thought out and that we've reached after putting forth some effort. Let's say you have a mother or a sister or a close cousin, female cousin, very, very sharp, very ambitious, very confident, strong. A female who has proven herself over and over and over again. And you not only like this family member, you admire her. Your mother, your sister, a close female cousin. If that lady were to decide that she wanted to climb the corporate ladder and go up as high as she could possibly go, including to the position of CEO, would you support her? And when I say support her, I mean, would you enthusiastically be behind her? Or would you say, hey, look, I like the idea of you doing well, but don't go too far. Don't try to go too far. Or would you try to pull in the reins a bit? What if that mother, that sister, that close female cousin were to decide to run for office? Let's say U.S. Senator. Would you be in favor of her going for that position? Would you support her? Even if you voted, let's say it's a close female cousin and you all lived in different states and you couldn't vote for her. Would you support her, maybe financially, and genuinely want her to do it, want her to win, and periodically call her, text her something, and offer words of encouragement and inspiration? If you all lived in the same state, would you vote for her? Would you put a sign in your yard, U.S. Senate, and your family member's name on the sign? What if she wanted to run for vice president? She got a call from the presidential nominee from whatever political party. And that presidential nominee said, hey, look, I've heard much about you. I'd like to talk with you about possibly being my running mate. They talked. They agreed they'd be a good fit. And your sister, mother, close female cousin became vice presidential nominee, running mate for one of the presidential candidates. Would you enthusiastically support her? And remember now, keeping in mind all those other factors still weigh in. She's sharp academically. She has great people skills. She's a strong woman, but at the same time, she knows how to be compassionate. Did very well in school. She's ambitious. She's been doing very, very well in life. And now she has an opportunity to become the running mate for a presidential candidate of the United States of America. Would you enthusiastically support her? Half-heartedly support her, not support her at all.